Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
One of the greatest songs ever written, dare I say. Kanye West, Kid Cudi, as well as Rihanna with All of the Lights. It's 9-11, the NSK, and Shaquan, your favorite in the yellow world, is on your radio. Thank you once again for choosing us. We appreciate it. Now, today is a very, very special day for a couple of reasons. First, you are alive. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. But something else that also matters is that it's International Cheetah Day. Now, this is important information because we are home to the largest free-ranging cheetah population in the world, hosting approximately 20 to 25% of the global cheetah population. So yes, you must care. We do care. So should you, I believe. Now, Vasi Kathona, the Cheetah Conservation Fund Community Outreach Officer, is in studio with us to talk exactly about that. Now, the Cheetah Conservation Fund, headquartered in Namibia, is the world's leading organization dedicated to cheetah conservation. It has been instrumental in protecting cheetahs and their habitats through research, education, and community outreach. Morosi, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me. And happy International Cheetah Day.
Yes. Happy International Cheetah Day to you too. I mean, you guys are the ones that that really is out here with the cheetahs, you know, chilling with the cheetahs.
Could never be me.
Just having breakfast with the cheetahs.
Might be breakfast.
You know, your BFF.
I think also the cheetahs are here because of everybody.
Yes.
We all are protecting this beautiful species. So it's actually.
Like important, isn't it? Right. Well, Vasi, can you tell us about the origin of this day itself, International Cheetah Day? How did it come to be recognized annually around the world now, even?
Where do I start? This day, it came, it started in 2010. It was Dr. Lori Maga. Before she moved to Namibia, she hand-raised a cheetah cub, which was named Kayam. So, and the cheetah cub birthday was on the 4th of December. Mm-hmm. So this was her first cheetah cub that she raised in trying to find out how can captive-born cheetahs can be rewild. This was a very important project for her. So she brought the cheetah cub all the way to Namibia to find on ways how this can be taught to hunt, because it was born in captivity. So then, because of that, he decided to make 4th of December the International Cheetah Day, just to recognize.
That's incredible.
Efforts that
Now, what's the primary goal of celebrating International Cheetah Day?
It's awareness. Most importantly, sharing the information there with audience, farmers, school groups, young kids, and everybody. Because just trying to sensitize the information of conserving cheetahs, because really we don't really actually realize that cheetahs are going extinct. So if you don't really make efforts as a country, as an international parties, these cheetahs will go extinct.
But I'm actually curious to know, what would you say are some of the main threats to their survival, though? Just for curiosity's sake.
First is human wildlife conflict. As part of that, what I say, the first cub that was introduced here, when Dr. Lori Maga brought the cub, for her, she was just wanted to learn on how these cheetahs can be rewild and be taught how to hunt. But then she realized there was a lot of conflict between farmers and cheetahs. That's why cheetah conservation was born. So really, it's human wildlife conflict, one of the most on the top list. One is illegal trade, but that's not in Namibia, that's in the horns of Africa, Somaliland. The cheetahs cub are being transported to Arabic countries to be sold to be kept as pets.
Pets, I see that a lot online, especially this Arabian areas.
So that's one of the very huge threat that is facing the cheetahs up in northern. And also the other one is habitat loss. As we know, our country is over 70% bush encroached. And cheetahs thrive more in an open land. So it's really, those are the major apart from everybody, the
major threats for their survival, hey?
Yeah.
And perhaps maybe you can also just tell us a little bit about some of the activities and type of perhaps engagements that the audience can actually expect from the event.
Yeah, because actually we celebrated this event on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was an open day to the public. We come there.
Oh, okay.
So usually we charge a fee, but that when you celebrate this, there is an open free entry to the public. You come there, we have a lot of sharing information booths that you can go to and find out what we do at the center. Like we have a lot of department that all work together to save the cheaters. We have different. We have the most. I think the only lab in Namibia, the genetic lab. We have the ecology department that deals with now the rewilding, the rehabilitating the bush for the cheetahs and all that. We have a lot of the model farm that farmers can go there and find out ways how to have a predator-friendly farming practices on the model farm. But that was already celebrated, but you still can visit, everybody can visit and still learn about our holistic approach to conservation of the cheetahs.
Let's talk about the impact of this day itself. You know, what has been the impact of International Cheetah Day on public awareness and cheetah conservation efforts over the years?
I think we actually really made a great impact because we have the numbers will tell. We have more people calling us when we have conflict with cheetahs instead of killing them. And we also, the perception, I can say, what is the perception or behavior of people, farmers towards the cheetahs offers a change because of the awareness. Now they don't see cheetahs as a threat anymore. They see it as a species that is going to extinct and they need to protect it.
Are there any specific ways that, you know, as Namibians we can get involved with the fund, the Cheetah Conservation Fund, either as volunteers or through donations, or how do we get involved?
Yes, you can volunteer with us. There's also an internship program where we receive students from all over the world to come to internship with us and help us save the cheetah. You can also sponsor a cheetah and also sponsor a dog. One of our very successful program is our livestock guarding dog that is also contributing towards reducing human wildlife conflict between farmers and cheetahs. So you can also sponsor a dog.
Okay, but I have a question.
Yes.
You say sponsor a cheetah.
Yes.
From where? Are there actually people who do sponsor cheetahs?
In a sense, you cannot sponsor us a cheetah. You sponsor us money to help share the information out there, make awareness, also help pay the cheetah keepers at the CCA.
Okay, understand. Yes.
So you're not going to give us a live cheetah,
just,
eh?
Just for clarity, because I was a little bit lost in that. I'm sorry. Because I'm like, where would it come from?
You were asking where...
No,
we can get a cheetah to give them.
No, she said sponsor a cheetah. But not in the context of, oh, this is like sort of like what we call it, when we receive a donation from you, we refer to it as you sponsoring a cheetah.
Okay,
yeah, right?
All right, okay.
So that's why I'm like, bro, from where? I don't even want to be next to it.
It's actually very friendly. It's not a threat, actually. You can
Okay, can I name it then if I sponsor the
cheetah? Yes, that's what the whole aim is.
Yeah.
You can name it and also, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, me, okay. I'm
now
calling mine NSK.
Now I understand 100%, you know, like for doctor visits and stuff like that. I get it.
No, you're not going to give us a live cheetah. I don't think the laws allows that.
Because
aim is to keep the cheetahs wild as much as possible. So we don't want those ones that are there to stay there. The whole aim is to try and rehabilitate them and rewild them.
Okay.
So that's what you can sponsor the whole program, not giving us a cheetah. We don't want them. We want them in the field.
Yeah. I've officially added an item to my to-do list. Sponsor a cheetah.
Yes.
Yeah. And let's get a cheetah.
I'm actually curious to know, are they, like, you know, what would you say are some of the biggest misconceptions that people have with cheetahs, just in general?
I think I have worked with farmers for over more than 5 years now. The most thing that they think cheetah is a threat, firstly. And secondly, they confused cheetahs with leopards.
Oh, okay.
So cheetahs is mostly persecuted for a leopard's problem. Because we don't have enough cheetahs, but we have a lot of cheetahs. So when the farmers do not know...
We don't have a lot of cheetahs, but we have a lot of leopards.
Yes.
Okay.
So mostly When the leopards cause a problem, they think it's a cheetah. So when they find a cheetah, they kill it.
Mm. Okay. All right. Hmm. No, we get it. Any final remarks, Ozi?
Just help us save the cheetah, then we save the world.
That's a belief.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Ozi Vesi Kathona, the Cheetah Conservation Fund Community Outreach Officer. Talking to us about International Cheetah Day. Now we all, like, you know what, man? Wait, 2025 will hear me. Just wait. NSK the cheetah. Stick around, don't go anywhere. We talk TikTok on the other side.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh.